Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Yes, I'd like to know who you are.
Here we're a third-party call center, so we serve different companies. Is it something in specific that you were referring to?
Okay, I'm sorry. Please slow down and say that clearer.
We are a third-party call center. So we house different companies. Is there something in specific you're referring to?
Well, there was an amount charged to my bank, and I have no clue who Better Home Goods is.
Okay. What's your zip code? I would have to pull it up. Sometimes that's like the merchant name.
60085.
Thank you, ma'am. And your name?
Yvonne Sylvester.
All right. Okay, I do see that. Can you confirm either your email address or your home address or shipping address?
Can you not just pull it up by my name?
We have to confirm the information listed.
I don't want to give you any more information than I absolutely need to until I find out more.
Okay. So that's the best that I can do for you at the moment. I do see that you have an account, but I can only confirm with someone that can confirm the email or the mailing address listed here.
I live in Waukegan, Illinois.
And what about the street address? The Waukegan, Illinois is correct, 60085. We just have to confirm it, ma'am.
Yeah, but why should I give you information when you won't tell me, Jack?
Because you did call us for assistance.
Somebody made a charge on my account, and I'm trying to find out who it is. Or do I just need to call my credit union and say, this is fraud, I want my money back?
That's up to you, ma'am. They have to call us with the same information, and when they call in, we have to ask them to verify everything we just asked you to verify. So regardless of whether you do it or they do it, somebody has to verify your information.
I live on Oak Crest Street.
Is it 1005?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, was that so difficult?
Well, ma'am, you were the one that needed to verify that information.
Please, just look it up. Stop talking so much.
Okay, do you want me to assist you, ma'am? I can only do that by talking.
Then go ahead.
All right. It looks like you ordered a watch back in January 30th. That was
I ordered a watch. That was supposed to be free.
Yes, it was a part of a promotional deal that enrolled you into a membership for a store called Factory Direct Savings, and they charge a membership fee.
I am not having any of that. I want it canceled.
All right. You want to write down this cancellation number?
Yes, I will.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's C as in Charlie. 258-918-987.
That's the whole thing. C as in Charlie. 258-918-987.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I want that canceled.
And you should get an email also stating that it's been canceled.
I'm sorry.
You should get an email also to your email address stating that it's been canceled.
Okay, and I want my money back, right?
Okay, I can do a 35% refund.
Okay. Okay. No, I want the full $56.95 back.
Yes, ma'am. Due to the fact that you signed up for the...
I did not agree to any membership fee.
Is it the terms and conditions when you signed up for the watch that it was enrolling you to the to that online store and that it charges a membership fee?
I don't want any part of that. That was Verizon, wasn't it?
It's different ones, so I don't know which one you did. So we don't get to see, like, which one you went through.
It was Verizon, and boy, they're going to have some words from me.
Okay, so as a courtesy,
okay,
I can do a 50% refund. Since you said you did not see that information listed.
No, I did not. Had I seen that, there is no way in hell I would have agreed. And the fact that it came from my mobile provider, the last people I was expecting to try and screw me out of my money.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. Most people don't
so you
look at that
far.
So you can
give me a 50%.
Yes,
50%
ma'am.
50% refund.
Yes, ma'am. And it'll go back to the card that was charged or the account that's linked to the card.
No, I want it to go to my card.
Okay.
And I will take the balance off of my bill that they've sent me.
1 second. And I'm sending a refund email also.
Please.
One second. It's loading. I just want to make sure it goes through.
I'm sorry to be so testy this morning, but it was just a shock to look at my account. And I'm going, what?
Yes, ma'am. It's no problem. Hold on. I'm getting this email sent, but it's not going through. But I want to make sure you have your verification. The phone number you calling for, is that a good phone number?
I'm sorry?
Is this a good phone number that you're calling from? Like, is your number?
Yes, it's my only phone number.
All right. Just wanted to make sure that was the right information. All right. Now, sometimes the refunds take like 3 to 5 business days, but sometimes they go right back into the account as soon as we do it. So, for that, I really have no way to tell when, but the latest would be like the 5th business day.
Okay. Well, trust me, I'll be watching for it. And I have the phone number. I can call back if there's any problem.
Yes, ma'am. You can give us a call back if you have any more questions or if you don't see it like pinning in your account. If you have any questions about that, you can give us a call back. But I did make sure that refund went through on our end. So you should see it back into your account within a few days.
Okay, it was how much, 32?
Say it one more time.
How much was the refund amount?
It's $28.48.
What happened to, you said you could do, okay.
So it's a percent, so it's that percentage of the refund. So that's half of the money that you spent, basically.
Okay. And like I say, I will subtract the other half from the bill that they just sent me.
All right. So like I said, just be on the lookout for that. And then the emails do take a while to come through sometimes, but they should be through sometime on today, and it'll just be verifying the cancellation and everything.
Okay, wonderful. I'll be looking for it. And like I say, if I've not seen it or heard anything in a couple of days, I'll call back.
All right. Well, give us a call back. They will know that you spoke with me on today, and I'll make sure I make note of it so that way if you do call back, they'll already know what you're calling for.
Okay, I'd appreciate that. And, again, I apologize for my grumpiness.
No problem, ma'am. But you have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling customer service.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.